Hello. I wish to take this opportunity to thank you for inviting me to speak today. I want to categorize, first of all, my name is Joe Delgado. I'm the civic voting rights ambassador for the Secretary of State's office. And when we started talking about Civic Engagement Week, I thought about trying to read you something, like a book about civic engagement. Even did a little homework as a teacher, retired teacher. And what I thought I should do is come straight to you, get straight to the point. Why am I involved in civic engagement? Okay, it's very basic. When I was a little boy, my mother used to take me to all kinds of political events. In fact, the first one I went to was John F. Kennedy, when he was running for president, and later I met him. And when he got elected, I saw him on TV. We had black and white TV back then. And he gave a speech that impacted my whole life, besides my mother being my motivator. That speech became a motivating factor for me. And the speech was, ask not what your country can do for you, but what can you do for your country? That was it. It was very short. It was a little longer than that, but the words I caught was that. And after I heard that, I got this bug, and I've had it ever since. And because when I got it, I started to study to be a priest, and then I became a teacher, and then I became a worker in government. But the majority of my life has been involved with the community. I have spent thousands of hours working for the betterment of the community, whether I lived in Boston, and that was 23 years ago, and or whether I live here. And therefore, when I was teaching, I would tell my students stories and talk about government and the importance of it. And ultimately, I had some students that went on to do some great things, and they'd come back and tell me that I was a good teacher, and I appreciate that. But the reason why I really got involved with this and is because I love motivating. And movad is a Latin word, means to move. And I love making people get pumped up, jumped up, and excited about learning, especially. And so working for the Secretary of State over the last few years has provided me with an opportunity to take all my experiences, whether it was teaching or coaching basketball or whatever, and put them into one package. And that package was to go out and register people, but also give them information and provide education. And the clear thing I was trying to do was motivation. So now here I am today trying to motivate you to get involved in the civic engagement or being civically engaged. Now, what does that mean? It means that you have to have a commitment to making your life and other people's lives better. And that you could serve in any number of roles. You can serve as a community activist, a community organizer. You can join all kinds of organizations, all of which I've done, or become something that allows your community to be better, or to provide something that someone in your community needs. That's, for example, when I worked with the mayor of Boston, people needed lights and streets paved, and I went out and I got it done. I worked for Mayor Ray Flynn for 10 years, and that was a community participation coordinator for him. Ultimately, in life, especially if you're a teacher or you're a person that's trying to do something for community, there's not a lot of reward. People don't pat you on your back. There's thankless things for some things that you do. But I've been fortunate over the years that people have acknowledged me for what I do, especially my students. So today I'm saying to you, those students that are listening to me about getting involved, just remember that people like myself, we're getting on in years. And our parents have passed on, and they passed on to us. I believe it's a race in life, and it's called passing the baton. So what I'm challenging you today to do is get involved in your community. But once you do, pass on the baton. Now, the Olympics just finished, and not only that, I think about it, when I was in high school, I was a basketball player and a track star. And I listened to or gave a presentation just recently and with a couple of people, and we passed the baton as a way of showing we rolled up our resumes and vitas, whatever you want to call it, and we passed it on to a person that was attending the workshop. To me, that was the most powerful experience I've had beyond those days of working for, when I've worked for presidents, mayors, governors, you name it, I've worked for them. And so whenever they got elected, sometimes they lost, when I saw them doing good things or great things, I felt good about all those thousands of hours that I used volunteering. And that's one of the things that I've done with my entire life. Coached, taught, and volunteered in education, government, and I participate in sports. And that's my contribution to this society. And I hope that what I've done is made this city a more livable and lovable city. I know I think I've made Boston a more livable city. And I know that if every one of us took on this challenge of making our city, and yes, our country, I don't no longer think about it in terms of asking. I'm just doing. And I think I'm doing the kind of work that will make all of our lives better. And I hope that someone out there hears my message. Have a great day.